This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 11th. We're in second hour of the broadcast. The website's thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. You know, coming to the realization of really the racial reality of this situation, you come across so much different information, and those that have come before that done so much work, Dr. William Luther Pierce, you know, Dr. David Duke. Hey, how about hats off to all the hard work Dr. Patrick Slattery is doing these days. He's covering a lot of bases. Hats off to him. But, you know, Benjamin Friedman. I mean, we could go down a long list. But I remember when I started paying attention and listening to, you kind of go through steps. You kind of, or for me personally, I fixate on one thing for a while and then I move on. But George Lincoln Rockwell, and his birthday was March 9th. He would have been 99. He was born March 9th, 1918. If he would have lived, but you know, it's what is interesting to listen to his speeches. I've read some of his books, and really an accounting of his life. Whether you agree with everything or whatever, I mean, this was a true activist life, and he paid the ultimate price. But there's a video. I'm going to play a video of George Lincoln Rockwell, and I want you to think about this is prior to 1967. He was killed in August 25th in 1967. So this was prior to that. I'm not exactly certain the date of it, but it was in 1966. But just listen to this and then put it into perspective with Black Lives Matter and what we see today. So Ken, let's go ahead and run that. And if you'd like to call in, go ahead and get ready. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back. We'll take phone calls after the clip. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know something about art, like I told you, and it's based on order and discipline. In fact, what they used to teach in colleges was called a discipline, the discipline of this and the discipline of that. Now, any discipline at all is considered some kind of treason. The students say, we want to run the college out at Berkeley. And if they don't, as I say, they kidnap the dean, kidnap the cops, push everybody around. And the Negroes want to run the country. And if they don't, then they urinate all over the streets of Birmingham. And what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, they are purposefully destroying order. You hear about law and order. The key thing is order. Without order, there is no society. And in order to have order, you got to have law. Once you allow law to break down, there's no end. You have no law unless it's enforced. The first thing that happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you destroy law and order is that you become defenseless. And this is what's happened in cities all over this country. Law and order is being consciously destroyed. You know this holler you hear, police brutality? But police brutality is a myth. There are some mean cops, but they're very rare. Most police officers that I've met are professionals. Most of them are pretty damn good. The police brutality business is to destroy your police department because that's the last thing between you and the takeover by the communists in the street. That's what they've done all over the world. In order to do it, ladies and gentlemen, they have a little technique they call helping the oppressed. Now, in China, they went over there in China and Mao Zedong was going to help the peasants. They told me that Mao Zedong wasn't a communist. He was an agrarian reformer. And he was trying to help the poor oppressed peasants of China because they had it tough. And then, of course, he took over, and he killed millions of people. Cut their heads off and hung them up in telephone poles dripping. They always talk about Nazi atrocities. I wonder how many pictures they've shown you of communist atrocities. Did anybody take any trouble? Any Jewish war veterans ever show you what they did to in Russia to Christians? 20 million of them. Khrushchev said they killed 20 million Christians. You hear about the 6 million all the time. How about the 20 million of us that they got? No movies, no tears, no violin music. The next guy that comes along, we did everything we could to get rid of Batista in Cuba. He was a Christian and a friend of the United States, but he was a dictator. So we got rid of him. We gave him arms and everything to help Mr. Castro. And Mr. Castro, again, I was old enough and in the movement then, and I said, well, I think he's a communist. All the so-called right-wing nuts then were saying Castro was a communist. And Eleanor and Dean Rusk and Acheson and Truman, everybody said, why, he couldn't be a communist. He's helping the poor peasants. This is the truth. This is the second time around. And, of course, us nuts were still saying he's a red. He's a communist. And they go, ah, red baiter. You're screaming. You're nuts, Rockwell. You're sick. So he turned out he was a communist. The same technique. Now, notice the technique. They take a group of oppressed people. They are genuinely oppressed, the peasants of Cuba and the peasants of China. Then they, in the name of these oppressed people, they take over the government, and then they set up a dictatorship, a tyranny. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have it going on right here, right under your noses, right here in America, and many of you are helping without knowing what you're doing. The oppressed here are black, but the commies have moved in and said, now we're going to help you good people, and we're going to have marches and lie-ins and crawl-ins and squirm-ins and wet-ins and everything we can, and they, all these things going on, and they get you people to go down to Selma and help them. And the guy that's leading it is Martin Luther King Jr. And I keep saying, yeah, but look at all the red organizations he's joined. He's got a communist assistance. He's a red. Why? How can you say that? He's for the colored people. He's for the oppressed. He couldn't be a communist. Same people that told you Mao Zedong wasn't a communist, couldn't be. Same people told you Castro couldn't be a communist. Now they say, Rockwell, you're sick. Martin Luther King couldn't be a communist. And yet I can show you the manuals where they show how they're going to overcome police departments, exactly how they're going to do it, and they're doing it. Step by step, they're doing here just what they did in China, just what they did in Cuba, and you're helping them. And the first thing you got to do it is to destroy law and order, destroy your police departments. We have the manuals where they show how they will actually overcome the riot-controlled police officers. They holler police brutality. Every time a police officer arrests a black man, he is in danger of losing his job. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to destroy your country. The communists are doing to my country just what they did to Germany in the 20s. Exactly the same. The same inflation, the same insanity, the same destruction of law and order, the same inflation is almost here, the same riots, the same bedlam, and the same Jews operating it. Even the same Jews. Same people that were over there are here now. The gas, 6 million, most of them are over here running the civil rights movement. Same people. I found this out to be a fact. There's no argument about it. It is a fact. And when you look at it as a fact, what are you going to do about it?
All right, I thought on the close to the anniversary of his birthday, that would be interesting to share. Also, a little tidbit: John Patler, the former member of Rockwell's group who was convicted of his murder, only served 8 years in prison for that murder. Something that's not discussed very often. So I thought I would share that with you as well. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to comment on this or anything else. Share some news this hour. Again, next hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery's interview with Adrian Salbucci is coming up. Something else in the news this week, Amazon is going to quit selling books. I'm not certain of it. If it's every book, I mean, there's so many books written on the subject now, but selling any books that are Holocaust denial. And there's an excellent article, Go Ahead, Amazon, Make My Day, by Michael Wash. After years of pressure, Israel has finally succeeded in coercing the world's largest bookseller into submission. The flickering candles of honest history are now being snuffed out. Amazon published books that dispute what George Orwell described as the prevailing orthodoxy are today being thrown onto bonfires lit by the hollow hoax hucksters. I think I still think the best summation of the nature of this swindle and our best path of resistance is The Poor Man's Atom Bomb by Robert Ferrison. And this is a excerpt from that book. The Zionist American Axis has phosphorized German children, atomized Japanese families, soused Vietnamese civilians with Agent Orange, and poisoned Iraqi children with depleted uranium. It is time for the devastated, scorned, and humiliated to fight back. The best way to fight back is with what I, for many years, have called the poor man's atom bomb. That is historical revisionism or real history. This weapon kills and maims no one, but it destroys the lies and the defamations of the Holocaust fantasy. This includes the fantastically profitable libels of the Holocaust industry. This has been famously lucrative for super swindlers such as Bernoff, Madoff, Eli Wiesel, the cohorts of the miraculously rescued, and the murderers of the children of Gaza. Unable to deny evidence of massive Holocaust-related fraud, Yad Vashem has finally resorted to outright censorship. In a futile attempt to buy time, the Israeli-funded body is now desperately trying to hide proof of their guilt. In May 1945, Dr. Joseph Goebbels penned the words, "Do not let yourself be confused by the uproar that will now reign throughout the world. The lies will one day break down under their own weight, and truth will again triumph. The hour will come when we shall stand pure and undefiled as our aims and beliefs have always been." American journalist Mark Twain agreed, "A lie will travel around the world while the truth is still pulling its boots on. The truth has now pulled its boots on, and having cornered the hollow hoaxsters, truth is set on doing some kicking. With the passage of time and the onset of less controllable internet, the Jews and their Shabbos Goy journalists have been caught with their fingers in the till. They are now deep in trouble. Amazon censorship will not work, and I will explain why. Prevailing authority constantly seeks to censor free expression. However, denial of access to literature is known to increase interest and demand. The censors are caught in a trap of their own making, and their strategy will spectacularly fail. I'm one of those thousands of genuine historians whose purpose is to state the facts rather than recycle victors' propaganda. Being a dissident historian doesn't pay the bills, as our tormentors intend to starve dissenters into submission, but this is their Achilles heel, not ours. Dissident writers and poets have never been allowed to access a market in which they might make an honest living. Therefore, they have learned to live with penury. As soon as Amazon pulls my titles, I remove the copyright. This will give the world free access to my books. Free downloads will multiply my conventional Amazon book sales by tens, if not by hundreds and thousands. Sure, I won't earn any money from free downloads, but I won't earn much from Amazon royalties anyway. I once described myself as the Julian Assange of real history. I echo the dissident journalist words, "This generation is burning the mass media to the ground. We are reclaiming our rights to world history. Go ahead, Amazon. Make my day." Mike Walsh, real history books are still available. I thought that was interesting. And two, doesn't that show where we're at today? I mean, I'd made mention, I think, a week or two ago that I'd placed on my website a really good video. I think it was 52 minutes long, but a really, really, really good video documentary about the reality of the Holocaust. And, you know, now there's so much work done in this film. Indiana Spengola's done work in this field. Of course, Dr. David Duke, David Irving. We could go down a long list. And of course, we see the results of people that venture into questioning any of this narrative. I mean, that's how it all started for Ernest Zundel. I do believe, you know, they burnt his house down. That's something else. If you've never looked into it and you have time, it's all on YouTube. The plight of Ernest Zundel. I think it all started because he created a pamphlet, did 6 million really died. This is so important to the powers that be that they keep this narrative in place that, you know, I think the only historical fact you can't question without fear of jail in Europe and Canada. Arthur Topham, right now, I've not been able to get really a true update on where his legal situation is at in Canada for the book had been written, Germany Must Perish, and he rewrote the book and just changed, he left everything the same, just changed the title to Israel Must Perish and flipped the words around a bit. And he is withstanding, prosecution now in Canada. So, I mean, this narrative is so important that they maintain, even though it's fallen apart under any scrutiny whatsoever. I mean, you can just wake up one day and say, hey, you know, I think today I'll take a little time out of my life and with an open mind, I will scrutinize the Holocaust and look at information that's on the internet and make up my own mind. And you have everything at your fingertips to do it. And you can make up your own mind, but you will have a lot of facts and opinion to base that on rather than, you know, like television. Again, I'll say it again tonight. Wonder Woman was on, and the enemy was the Nazis yet again tonight. I mean, it kind of bothers me that I didn't put this together growing up and see. I didn't see it growing up that you were constantly being propagandized, especially with a constant negative view toward Germany and Hitler. I mean, now, you know, looking back, obviously it's just clear as day, but some of these themes ran through all these different TV shows. And so, you know, there's no need to wonder why people have these opinions and these ideas that they have, because they got them honestly. They've been browbeat into their mind for so long. And that's what's got us to where we're at today. I mean, I was talking to someone here recently that had been to a Holocaust museum, and they brought up, you know, the shoes. Well, you know, seeing a bunch of shoes behind a glass wall hasn't proved anything, but yet it has an effect because they've been told it should. They've been told it does. They've told them it is a proof of an event that it doesn't. All it proves is that there's a bunch of shoes behind a glass wall. But that's how successful that they've been at this. And they're not going to let loose easy, because I did not know that these Holocaust museums were as prevalent as apparently they are. But, you know, we talk about sometimes 9/11 being the Achilles heel. The Holocaust narrative, they do not want to let go of easy, and that's why people are in prison in these different countries. Ursula Hasselbeck, the Nazi grandma, that as they've dubbed her, and her trials in Germany. So we're going to continue with the news. I've got some radioactive weapons in Iraq coming up. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Studio. Then I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. The OCWeekly.com ran an interesting story this past week. FBI used Best Buy's Geek Squad to increase secret public surveillance. Well, think about that for a second. Recently unsealed records reveal a much more extensive secret relationship than previously known between the FBI and Best Buy's Geek Squad, including evidence the agency trained company technicians on law enforcement operational tactics, shared list of targeted citizens, and to covertly increase surveillance of the public, encourage searches of computers, even when unrelated to a customer's request for repairs. Now, isn't that interesting? To sidestep the U.S. Constitution's prohibition against warrantless invasion of private property, federal prosecutors and FBI officials have argued that Geek Squad employees accidentally find and report, for example, potential child pornography on customers' computers without any prodding by the government. Assistant United States Attorney M. Anthony Brown last year labeled allegations of a hidden partnership as wild speculation. But more than a dozen summaries of FBI memoranda filed inside Orange County's one agency communications about Geek Squad supervisor Justin Mead noted, agent assignments have been reviewed and are appropriate for operations of this source. That the paid informant continues to provide valuable information on child pornography matters and has value due to his unique or potential access to FBI priority targets or intelligence responsive to FBI national and or local collections. So how about this revelation that the FBI has been working secretly with the Geek Squad, which I don't, you know, this is going to differ from every place people live, but here it's pretty abundant. I mean, you see, they always drive around usually in like black and white Volkswagen Bugs. Other records showed how Meade's job gave him excellent and frequent access for several years to computers belonging to unwitting Best Buy customers, though agents considered him underutilized and wanted him tasked to search devices on more consistent basis. So you take your computer in to get it worked on at Best Buy, and they're scrutinizing it, trying to see if they can come up with something to arrest you for. I mean, this level of Big Brother, it has to, even listeners to this show, it has to boggle your mind. Let's go to the phones. We got Mark in Philadelphia, Ed in Chicago coming up. Mark, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
How's it going, Farron?
Doing good. Doing good, sir.
Well, I wanted to bring to your attention, I'm getting a little bit of echo, by the way. I wanted to bring to your attention, you were talking about the Holocaust museums. I don't know if you're aware of this. I recently discovered that there's one in not too far from you there in a place called Forest City, North Carolina. It's called the Word of Faith Christian School Holocaust Museum.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Me and another one of your listeners, he just queried me. He asked me a question, and I just did a Google search, and lo and behold, there you go, right down the road from where he lives. So there you go. And it's a quite extensive website they have here. I'm looking at it now. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, I've been wanting to contact you. I have sent you a few emails, but I wanted to find out what you thought about this idea that, you know, the thing about the Holocaust is it's so controversial. And it happened a long time ago, okay, well, quite a long time ago, and very controversial. There's so much propaganda, false propaganda, lies out there about it that it's hard to counter it. The same thing with the 9/11. But my sense of things is that how can we break through to the other side with people who don't know who the real enemy is? And namely, Farron, that would be Christians who are being taught, who have been taught from when they were young, that about this Holocaust idea, that these special people were the ones that they're the ultimate victims of everybody else, and they continue to be the victims, but yet they're not the victims, they're the perpetrators. So on that note, the USS Liberty, the attack on the USS Liberty, which happened 50 years ago in 1967, that cannot be disputed. They cannot dispute that. There are facts, and there are still people who are part of living history who can tell the story about what they witnessed and what really happened and who really did it on June 8th, 1967. So can I hold over for a sec?
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars, AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Beard in the studio, taking your phone calls 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined by Mark in Philadelphia, and Mark, I think you're dead on. I mean, personally, I've ran into so many people. I mean, even ex-military that was in the military in the 60s that weren't aware at all of the USS Liberty. And I wanted to share with everyone, I assume it's on YouTube. I've given it away before on the air. Mark, if you don't have one, I'd love to give you one, because everyone should make copies of this and give away the documentary film, The Loss of Liberty. These survivors went on a tour. They went to, the tour, the places that they went, but they went on tour and they actually spoke, and there was a documentary made, Loss of Liberty, and it's excellent. We've got time here, Mark, so you go ahead. Let me turn it back to you.
Well, I do. I'm aware that that's on the internet, I believe, on YouTube, and I think there's another one that's shorter. But they're working on a major production film right now to be revealed on June 8th, the 50th year anniversary, on June 8th of this year. So, but I say we beat the drum now in preparation for that. And also, there's multiple things happening here. Trump acknowledging the Johnson Act, where it basically squelched, which was, I believe it was the creation of the 501c3s in the churches, which basically squelched, but it censored the preachers from being able to tell, everything, or even talk about politics, from what I understand. And you know more about that than I would, because being that your father, from what you told me, was a minister himself. So anyway, I think that Trump is giving us the nod to say, hey, he's acknowledging that we have been censored in our churches. So anyway, break on through to the other side. I said that. It came to my mind. And what am I trying to say here? There's a lot of cover up with the liberty. John McCain's father was in charge of the European theater, and he rubber stamped the investigation. Which now get this. The ship almost sank. It killed 34 men, 170 were wounded, but yet the investigation lasted only 1 week, by the oversight of John McCain's father, who is an admiral, Admiral McCain of the European Theater. And here's another one: Jim Morrison, of the Doors. His father was an admiral, and his father, from what I understand, wanted to do a more thorough research and investigation of the whole issue, but he got warned that he shouldn't go there, and he kept on going. And from what I gather, that the death of Jim Morrison may not have been a self-suicide. He might have been suicided because his father got too close to the fire and was, and was threatened by, he was threatened, and then, they killed his son. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I had heard that, and it may be that I heard you on another radio show make mention of that. But until then, no, I had not. That was news to me. And the USS Liberty's got it all, because it's Israel, our ally, supposed ally, attacking us. Then it's got the blatant cover up, which for the most part still lasts to this day. When I say that, yeah, you can go on YouTube and see videos about it, but you're not going, the mainstream media is not going to be showing movies or discussing the USS Liberty. You can rest assured about that. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen anything really to amount to much on mainstream media discussing this, even in a historical perspective. So I mean, it's great for several things. One, it's great for people that are new to false flag events or to the media covering up or the government lying, if there's anyone out there that still doesn't know about that. But it's just bold and in your face, and it is one that, because actually I had done a local radio show discussing this, and there was a gentleman that I knew him well, and he had retired. He had been in Marine Intelligence, and he contacted me. He's like, that, that didn't happen. I would know if that happened. And I gave him that Loss of Liberty documentary, and he came to grips with the fact that that happened while he was in the military and thought that he had a position of intelligence, and he knew nothing about it at all. And, he was yeah, in the military at the time that it happened. So, I mean, that's how deep this thing runs. So I think you're right, though. I think it's probably easier to develop a relationship explaining this to someone than it really is 9/11, where, they've already, the media's put the tinfoil hat on you if you discuss that. And then a lot of people are just completely closed-minded to you even discussing the fact that you don't believe the official story of the Holocaust. I mean, they don't. There are those that don't want to hear that at all. Even though the numbers have been revised over time, they still, they still throw out numbers from 6 to 11 million. I mean, it may be still growing. I don't know. But you mentioned the Holocaust Museum. They're traveling through the school system in high school, having a mini Holocaust museum that they make themselves. They put the shoes in the corner, and they set up two rooms. The reason I know this, it recently happened in this county, and they make the high school students. It happened, and then I read about it in the newspaper. I plan to attend the next time, hopefully. But they make the students walk through while they paint this picture. So isn't it interesting that in these rural communities we spend this amount of time and effort to make sure that the students are totally propagandized and indoctrinated into the official Jewish narrative of the Holocaust, all the while they're being targeted for genocide, they're completely unaware that of why these changes are taking place and have taken place, but they have to be educated on the importance of the Holocaust. I mean, it just blows my mind. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But that's the reality of the situation. But unfortunately, people like you and people like me, we see it from a different perspective. Perspective is reality. Then, by far the majority, especially with regards to the Holocaust, there is still a lot of people that don't believe the official version of JFK and maybe don't believe the official version of 9/11, but they believe the official version of the Holocaust, I believe. What's your opinion on that, Mark?
Yeah, I think that because they've had so much time to propagandize it through the film and through other through the written media, through the film, for Hollywood. I mean Schindler's List, total it was a fiction, but when I saw it, I thought it was real, so I mean, and including the little girl with the red dress, remember that? It was black and white, but except that little girl with the red dress.
And that's shown in school.
Yeah. So here's the thing about the Liberty. The Liberty, what it could reveal is on multiple levels, but it could reveal the relationship. Who is this country? Who are they to us? They, it was the United States of America. It was Truman that signed off on Israel to become their own state, to become their own country. The United States had to sign, we signed off on it to acknowledge that. And that was what Truman did, right? So we basically helped to birth their nation. So we consider them our bestest buddy ally, right? Why would your bestest buddy ally attack you, right? And then deny it. And then the relationship they had with our leaders, our president, our secretary of defense, admirals, Admiral McCain. And how do they manipulate things like that? Or who's manipulating and trying to cover it up? Why would our president tell this fleet to stand down when one of our ships is sinking? That's absolutely abhorrible.
Traitorous.
So traitorous. So I say that. So my question to you, Farron, is what? And not that you have to answer, but if Christians were allowed to hear this through the churches, were allowed to hear what really happened on the attack of the USS Liberty, might that wake them up? I mean, I don't know. Would it to who Israel really is to us? I mean,
To answer that question, I think it would to a certain extent. But here's the thing, and I refrain from getting into too much biblical discussions, but I've got a really good argument I've been using when I have to discuss this with the Christian attitude of the God's chosen people. That's what's got to be shook. They have to be shook loose from. And to give a real short breakdown in the Bible, if you look at Bible prophecy at the end, you've got the rapture, then you've got the tribulation, then you've got Armageddon, then you've got the white throne judgment, and then you've got the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you look at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the bride of Christ is the Christian church. It's not the Jews. So obviously the covenant had been broken when they rejected Christ. That's why in the book of John it says that now the gospel goes forward to both Jew and Gentile. That covenant was broken in my study of the Bible, and that's why the marriage supper of the Lamb is the Christian church. That's the bride of Christ. It's not the Jews, because all that's out the window. And they base all of that, God's chosen, on Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And it's just unbelievable that they have ballooned that one verse into what we see with people like John Hagee. And in my opinion, I think you're right. USS Liberty do wonders for some, but on the whole, they have to be shaken from this belief that the Jews do no wrong and they're God's chosen people and blah, 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 because that's where they really hang their hat, on this Jew loving and no, Israel does no wrong and yep. Anything Israel does is fine. It's they still believe, and you know, I don't know what a Judeo-Christian value is, because I can't see any values that the Jews and the Christians share. It's darn few, if any. But they say, they call it that, but maybe we can discuss that in greater depth at a later time. I'm going to try to give everybody a little bit of airtime, but good points as always, Mark.
Well, I'd like to say one more thing, and I've forwarded you, and I'm not into religion. I believe that we're all spiritual, but I'm not into religion, because I think the churches, and there's so many subdivisions of these churches, which that gets me too, but I think that's how they've got a lock, that's how they've got a hook on our culture, our American culture, our white culture as well, and I mean, just how they've hooked so many people, hoodwinked, on making us believe that they're our bestest friend, when in fact they might be the opposite. And you know, Cicero had something to say about that. See, the enemy that you can see, well, hey, you can deal with that. But the most formidable enemy is the one that's in your midst, that hides in your company. You know, in your groups, and pretends to be your best friend, when in fact they're your worst enemy. Or, you know, so on that note, I'd like to. I've been forwarding you some emails from Chuck Baldwin. I really like what Chuck Baldwin has to say. He seems to be keen. He's not into Bible thumping and all that, and on the religiosity thing. He's really keen about Christianity at the roots and what it really means. And he's done some work, publications on Israel and the relationship to the Church of Israel and all of this. And he's also gone across the country to help ministers to understand what the 501c3 program means and how it's detrimental to their organization. They need to break away from that. I would encourage you to find out how to connect with him and either have a personal discussion or have him on your show or both, you know, of course, but if possible.
I have had him on in the past, and may do it. I had him on actually the last time I pre-recorded, and he answered the question, was Jews God's chosen people? That's somewhere in the RBN archive. But hey, good information. Always enjoy talking to you, Mark. We'll talk again soon. Let's go ahead and go to Ed in Chicago. Then we got Lark in Texas on hold. Ed, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Hello.
Hey, Ed.
Hey. Karen?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, awesome. Hi, you remember me with my daughter in Sweden?
Yes, sir.
Well, she's out of there, and she made it out of there alive and awesome, and she is in downtown Manhattan now. But that's not why I'm calling you. I got a few things to say. As far as I'm drawing a blank. How you doing, Farron?
I'm doing well, Ed. I'm doing well.
And congratulations, or I guess belated, on your run for the house right over there in North Carolina, correct?
Yes, it was an education. I'll give it that.
Yeah, well, I just want to say, well, I got a lot to say, but anyway, I was down there visiting visiting my daughter. She is living in downtown Manhattan now. So we went to the 9/11 memorial, correct? You know, you ever been there, Baron? Baron?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. When you get there, it is like a shrine for what happened. For they've created this. It's huge. It's a monument to what? To the lie of 9/11. Anyway, we got there and we went through it, and we had a little tour because there were like 13, 14, 12 people, whatever, each tour. And then you go through the whole tour, and you get, and they have a screen of the, and you have a tour guide, correct? And you have a you get to the end, and they show the buildings collapsing, correct? And it's like
we're coming up on a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back in moments. We're going to try to get Larkin in Texas on before the top of the hour. Stay with me. Back in moments.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And we're taking phone calls for the rest of the hour. I believe we've lost Ed. We're going to go to Lark in Texas. Lark, how you doing?
Just fine, Farron. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to point out a few things, and I'll be brief. Yesterday, I was able to engage Patrick Slattery, Don Black, and Father Francis on Stormfront. About 42 minutes into the second hour of the broadcast, or the final hour. And I had an opportunity to speak to Mr. Slattery regarding his use of the word communitarian at least twice on a previous canned broadcast on the third hour of your show, either last week or the week before. And he did not recall that. But this is what I want to say. There is an article that anybody can read on the internet. It's called Europe's Kosher, quote-unquote, Nationalist Parties. Europe's Kosher, quote-unquote, Nationalist Parties. It used to be called Europe's Kosher Right-Wing Parties. Now, that's at wideawakegentile.wordpress.com. I urge you to read it, all of you. But I want to say, Richard Spencer has advocated for communitarianism. So has Sam Dixon, the attorney. Now, Richard Spencer is from Dallas, which is where I live. Richard Spencer's mentor was a man named Gottlieb, who is Jewish. Nigel Farage of UKIP is Jewish. Marine Le Pen's boyfriend is Jewish. The man, Jared Taylor, his wife is Jewish. Now, this is fair warning. I'm just, you know, I love your broadcast. I've listened to you since you've been on RBN. And I really like you, and I like the listeners, and I like the network. But I'm going to tell you right now, we cannot allow ourselves to be fooled. We cannot. We have to widen and expand this conversation. Mark in Philadelphia brought up excellent points about the corruption of Christendom. And I have much to lend on that topic. A lot of people don't even know where many of these sects of Protestantism even came from, who founded them. You know, the Quakers, for instance, were founded by a Jew.
Wow.
You know, and there's several other examples within Catholicism and in Protestantism. And yes, we have been infiltrated. And we've been infiltrated for a long time. Our entire culture. And so bear that in mind. Richard Spencer, Sam Dixon, National Policy Institute. A lot of these right-wing people, so-called nationalists, are infiltrators. They're out.
We're out of time, Lark. I wish you'd have called in earlier. I did not know that about Farage and Le Pen. I'll do some looking into that, and maybe next week I'll take calls second hour, maybe call in a little earlier. I'd like to let you, you know, expound on that. Thanks so much. We're out of time for this hour. Coming up next hour, Dr. Slattery and Adrian Salbucci. If you'd like to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively. effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.